This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stop me if you've heard me say this before, all right? Oil prices fell today a lot. Crude was down 5%, $28.23 a barrel at the close in New York. That's for the U.S. benchmark, by the way, West Texas Intermediate. The global standard, Brent North Sea crude, was down even more. One reason, in what we should say here, to be upfront, is a multivariable market. The International Energy Agency said today that the world's oversupply is going to be even more oversupplied, with Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia pumping full tilt. Here's another way to process all of this. The key Middle East members of OPEC have apparently decided they don't much care about managing their market and stabilizing their price. So have we perhaps arrived at a post-OPEC world? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Until recently, OPEC has been a sort of central bank for oil, managing supply and stable prices. But no more, says analyst Bob McNally at the Rapidan Group. He says the cartel's been AWOL since 2008.
OPEC failed to prevent oil prices from spiking and contributing to a great recession. We're now paying attention because since October of 2014, OPEC has failed to put a floor under oil prices.
There are a couple of assumed reasons why. OPEC doesn't get along too well. And if key Arab producers pull back, two rivals are ready to pounce and steal customers, says Jamie Webster, oil markets director at IHS.
If they cut production, U.S. production could increase. And there's also a concern that Iranian production is starting to come back in a post-sanctions world.
So everybody's pumping. OPEC production is up, even as prices tank. You might think this is a natural state, a Darwinian free-for-all. But Alex Schindler at Energy Intelligence in London says no. For most of our 150-year age of oil, somebody has managed supply, either OPEC or Texas regulators or Standard Oil.
There's only been two times when oil was not being regulated by someone. To not have an active manager in the market is a major change for the oil industry, and I think that's why we're seeing such confusion about how to proceed.
There is talk in OPEC of a coordinated cut, perhaps with non-member Russia. But there are doubters. Some are already declaring a post-OPEC world. Is that good? Bob McNally isn't celebrating.
I have to invoke here an old Joan Jett song. I hate myself for loving you. The only thing worse than OPEC managing the market is OPEC not managing the market.
So buckle up. Could be a bumpy ride. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
OPEC and Joan Jett. There you go.